Response to Sister White's Testimonies. In the inspiring testimony meeting that followed, her efforts to promote unity among the brethren began to bear fruit. For some time, Antoine Biglia had been confining all his labors to the city of Naples, Italy, much to the distress of the conference leaders. He was dependent on the conference for his salary, but he had carried on his work in his own independent way. Now he rose, and with deep feeling made his confession. I have heard and read about the mission of Sister White, but now I have seen and handled this matter myself. I acknowledge that the power of God has come to my heart through her testimony. I receive it as from God. I humble myself before God. God's voice in reproof of my sins has come to me through Sister White. Thereafter, Biglia agreed to work as the conference directed, and before the European Council was over, an action was taken encouraging him to enlarge the scope of his ministry beyond the confines of Naples. When the testimony meeting closed, they had been together in meeting for 4 hours. Many with tears say this is the best meeting that they ever experienced, Mrs. White wrote to G.I. Butler, the General Conference President. Mrs. White did not attend these meetings as a mere casual observer or half-hearted participant. Her whole heart and mind were wrapped up in the issues of the hour. She was lying awake night after night, praying, pleading with God for the help that was needed. And the Lord answered her earnest prayers. The question box was yielding some inquiries that would test the wisdom of the leaders. And at the Sunday morning meeting, the discussion opened with, "Can tents be used to advantage in Europe and Britain?" Earlier in the day, A.A. John had reported his open-air meetings in Wales, which seemed to be successful, and he had spoken against tent meetings. But Mrs. White objected to open-air meetings, first because they put too great a tax upon the minister's vocal organs, and second because they made it too difficult to maintain the order and dignity that a religious meeting required. Then, too, the contact with the people would often be brief and superficial in an open-air meeting. It was not that they should never be held, but there were better ways to preach the message. The best way of all was for the minister to go into the homes of the people, opening to them the scriptures around the fireside, making plain essential points of present truth. The Bible talks, the humble, earnest prayer with a family, accomplish a greater work than the most powerful discourses, without this personal effort. Ibid.